We are now joined by Coach Hardy, head coach of the Crookston Pirates boys hockey team. And, well, Coach, it was a 3-2 hard-fought victory up in Lake of the Woods.
Yeah, it seems to be always a good battle when we play Lake of the Woods, and tonight was no different. We faced some adversity, got down early, came back, gave up a late goal in the second, but were able to, you know, get out there and win and hang on in the third. So really, really proud of our effort tonight. And excited to get the W.
Resiliency has been a key factor in this team. How have you guys been able to come back and keep coming back?
Yeah, you know, I think it's a lot of belief in that locker room, belief in each other and belief in their own skill set too, that they know if they play their game, they're going to be able to hopefully find a way to win, right? Unless you run into a hot goalie or something like that. But yeah, they keep plugging away, and they know, I said in between the second and third, how many times have we been in the situation before? And I actually laughed. The answer from Jackson Reese was too many. They've been there, done that. They've got the experience in it, and they know that if they play their game, they're going to find ways to win.
Let's run through the three goals that were good enough to get the victory tonight. The first one, how'd it happen?
All right. Who had the first one here? That was, who do we got on the first one? Cade Hamry, right? So he actually scored that goal twice. He banged home a rebound out front off kind of the back wall there, and the ref didn't signal it, so he just did it again and signaled on the second one and got a goal. So it was a big goal for us. We had just given up the first goal on not a fluky play, but they flipped the puck out, and both of our defensemen kind of went for it, got tangled up, and unfortunately, or fortunately for them, their best player was right there to pick up the puck and went 5-4 on Parker on a really nice goal. So it was big for us to be able to answer that fairly quickly and kind of get our emotions in check there.
And then you ended up taking a 2-1 lead.
Yeah, that was we get into the second period there. Jay Reese just makes a drive hard to the net. Brandon Colburn makes just a beautiful pass to him, and he slides a 5-hole to get in the net on a power play, which we haven't scored a power play goal in a while. So that was nice to see.
And then they ended up tying it up late in the second period, 2-2, and
yeah.
Then once again, the sophomores end up standing up big, and it's
yeah.
That second line that scores and breaks through.
It was a weird situation there. They were kind of holding the puck on the boards, and for 20-some seconds, and all of a sudden they squirted out with it and popped out and ended up, again, one of their best players beats us down the ice, and he makes the move. Parker saves it, but their second guy in was able to bang home the rebound. So it was a little bit unfortunate, especially the timing of the goal late in the period. But, yeah, we came out right away, and I said to that group, I said, you guys are scoring right away here. Let's go. A great individual play by Riley Benson. Got the puck at the point after they had really held that line or held Bennett in their zone for a long time. Riley walks in, makes a beautiful pass out front to Garrett, and Garrett puts it home. Again, it seemed like every goal tonight almost went through the 5-hole. But, big-time goal for Garrett Fisher there. And then it was time for us to hang on.
And Parker Kelly, once again, making multiple clutch saves. How many times have we said that this season?
I mean, he was locked in. He was locked in tonight. PK was, you can just see it sometimes in goalies' eyes when they're going, you know. Especially after they had called their timeout, PK came to the bench, and I felt a lot better after seeing PK, because you could tell he was dialed in and ready to go. And he stood on his head there the last couple of minutes. They threw everything but the kitchen sink at him, and he did a great job. And another guy, he scored the second goal, but maybe the bigger play of the night was Jay Reese. Blocked a shot with his melon there late in the game to stop a chance on net. So it was just a really good overall effort from us tonight. I thought top to bottom, we were really good. Everybody showed up to play, and they gave us everything that we could handle. I thought Randy Wood and Jordan Cavernan were outstanding for them. Their goalie played well, and it was a tough goal for us, but we were able to come out of there with the W.
And how important is this victory, not just carrying over momentum, but it's a section win?
Yeah, you know, you try not to put too much on the boys, and they know it's important. But, yeah, this one's pretty big for us. You know, it sets up sets up a big game for us tomorrow against Red Lake Falls. You know, again, another big section seeding game. So it's, you know, it just sort of determines where you're going in the playoffs, where you, if you get an opportunity against, you know, for us right now, it kind of looks like we're going to play either Thief River Falls or Detroit Lakes. And that's, I think we match up well. And both should be pretty good battles. So we're excited about that. But, you know, the focus here tomorrow is we got to go to Red Lake Falls and play a one of the hottest opponents in the state. They've been scoring a ton of goals, playing really well. So we're excited to head over there and have another good game.
Well, it feels like both you and Red Lake Falls are two very different teams than the first matchup.
Yeah, absolutely, right? I feel like they've really, over the last month, found their scoring touch. Not only Gavin Girdler, but Blake Breland's been playing some outstanding hockey. And you always like to see a senior who works hard and does things the right way get rewarded. So they've been good. They've been really good. And not only that, I think they've been getting some outstanding goalie from Ashton Fredrickson. So we're well aware of how good we need to go. And, you know, for us, I saw tonight, like, we're starting to get a little bit healthier and we're getting our feet under us again. And it's always tough playing a Monday without practice. So hopefully we'll be a little bit more sharp tomorrow and be up to the task, because Red Lake Falls is going to for sure bring it.
Should be an exciting one. We'll have it here on KROX. Thanks for joining us, Coach, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah, I appreciate it.